You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to A Biblical Response. In this hour, we invite you to take a journey with us to the heart of some of the hot-button issues of our day. What is behind these issues? How are Christians supposed to respond to them? Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So join us now as we bring God's word to bear on the narratives and the news that threaten our peace and cast darkness on our land.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to A Biblical Response as we're about ready to burn through July. We're doing a pretty good job of that. You know, we've done every day, but now we have an interesting, we believe is interesting topic for you. In fact, it's one that many people need to hear about today. So at least that's our opinion. Maybe it'll be yours as well. Before we do that, though, I must introduce my wonderful co-host. I'm going to start with Ann Lomhoko today.
I was like, you should start with me because Stephanie should give kind of an update after me.
Yeah,
and then
Keith
will launch the topic.
He
so
will.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. And is it still, this is the day the Lord has made kind of day?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay. every day. As we hear every the ambulance day. In the
Amen.
Background, this
the
is the
ambulance,
day the Lord has
yeah.
made. Let us rejoice
Amen.
And be glad in it.
Yeah, I knew you'd get to your tagline eventually.
You know, I wasn't even searching for a tagline, and then that just kind of came up every introduction when I was doing Frontline.
Well, it's a great tagline.
It is.
You know,
it was from Holy Spirit.
Today is the day the Lord has made.
Mm-hmm.
And every day God makes, by the way,
absolutely.
In case you didn't know, there's no day he hasn't. Anyway, so, and Ann gave a little clue about who's with us today. That I must say first that Stephanie's brother Lance is not here. He is and his family are in Hawaii doing a funeral. Or being a part of a funeral. And so, you know, I was tempted to ask him, look, if you can get a group rate on the flight, we could do a live remote.
To Hawaii.
From Hawaii.
Yes.
You know, but that didn't happen. So, and I thought that would be an imposition, so I didn't do it. But anyway, God bless you, Lance, and your family, and those you're going to minister to, because it's a celebration of life, but there's grieving. And so we just pray for that whole body that God will bless them and his favor will rest upon them. But we do have the blessing of Stephanie Jacobson being with us today. And as you are, it's like a rock skipping on the water, right? So this is one of your bouncing off the pond of a biblical response, and you're here with us today.
Well, it is a pleasure and an honor to be here today. Yes, I think the wheels touched down last night from the airplane, about 7:30. Then I had to rent a car, get home, and then come here this morning. And I fly back to Missouri on Friday and then have an event. I think I get in at midnight on Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
Have an event at 10 o'clock, 2 hours from the airport. So it will be a quick turnaround for me. But I am here to see my papa and just kind of hang out with him a minute or two. And
have you seen, you're going to see him today?
I do. I haven't seen him yet.
Well, yeah,
so
I'm sure you're excited.
Get to go see him and spend some time with him and maybe put my toes in the sand.
Yeah,
the ocean. That's my respite place. And then go back up and do the fight that Missouri's in right now. So
talk a little bit, just give us a nutshell on that, would you? What's going on with you and not a biblical response, but
Bulletproof Alliance,
right?
Yeah, well, we're growing, we're actually out there doing the ministry that God has put in my heart 10 years ago. And it's David told me when I first started coming here to Biblical Response and became part of this, he kind of mentioned that, you know, there might become a time when you're not with us, but you're always welcome back. And I was like, yeah, right, whatever. It's not going to get that big. But we are up in Missouri now, and there's other states that are looking that we may be going into. Virginia has the same amendment that y'all had here that you defeated in 24. And in Missouri, they didn't defeat it. So if we overturn it in this year, 26, in November, which I would ask everyone to pray. And we really need to turn over that amendment because it's abortion up to birth. They have now started doing 20-week abortions in Missouri, which we didn't have abortion in Missouri. And it went to 20 weeks, like, I think it was about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
And so now we've had two different abortion clinics go ahead and open back up. And it's evil. We are fighting evil. I mean, this is kind of what we're going to be talking about today, some of the evil stuff that's going on. So on the front lines, man, this is part of the journey that God has me on. But I'm always glad to be back here and talking with my friends and the friends on the radio. And just thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. And you know the door is always open.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to turn this over to Keith. Because of what happened, something happened to him. He can tell us a story about that. But what happened to him really is items in the news, concerns in the news. And so that's going to bring us to a broader discussion of that. So, Keith, I want to first say good morning.
Yeah, good morning,
good
David.
Good to see you yet
good
again.
Good to see you.
What a blessing you're here.
We missed last week. I want to
mention to our listeners because the Monday program, since I host or produce Monday and Tuesday programs, my wife was in the hospital last Monday, and I won't give away HIPAA information.
Right.
But you know, basically to say it was a serious health issue, and we had to 911 her there. She has improved greatly. She came home on Thursday, and we've been kind of watching things, and she's been gradually improving, thank the Lord. And on Monday, the crew that was here prayed for her, which we appreciate, and those prayers have been received, and see the hand of God. But so, listeners, if you would continue to pray for my wife, Cynthia, she is much better, yes, but there's still some things that we have to do or not do as time unfolds. So just God's grace moving to restore her fully would be appreciated. So, Keith,
Good morning.
What happened to you?
Yeah, so... I was in Pompano City last week with Pompano City.
I think it's Pompano Beach.
Yeah. Slow down, Keith.
Slow down.
Okay. So I was in Panama City. My son had an opportunity to play baseball with a baseball team in a tournament, in a week-long tournament. And John chapter 10, Jesus tells us, the devil comes to steal. So as I'm in Panama City, and this was on Friday, I had a phone call from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. And I'm watching the baseball game. It was about 10:30 in the morning. And I'm in Panama City, and I'm watching my son play baseball. And it's a tournament. There's like 9 baseball fields there. So it's a big tournament. There's 12-year-old players. It was called the World Series of Baseball. Up in Panama City, and everybody gets together. So I'm watching my son play baseball, and he's already played a bunch of games. And a prelude to this, just by the way, is I have an open speeding ticket that was in a local neighborhood. That was in a local...
Sorry, Stephanie's that's not funny,
laughing.
Is it?
Stephanie's laughing. I have an open speeding ticket for local streets.
Like residential.
Well, it's not residential. It was Congress and someplace else. You know, it's a 3-lane road, but it's, you know, it's a 45, and I was going faster than 45. So it's an open speeding ticket. The appearance is for October, so it hasn't been handled yet. It hasn't been resolved. So what happened is, and I want us to keep in mind what Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 10, the devil comes to steal.
Yeah.
I get a phone call at the game. I'm in Panama City. I'm out of town. And the phone number is a 561 area code. So I pick up the phone. Ordinarily, I wouldn't pick up the phone. But it's in Palm Beach. It says Palm Beach County. So I pick up the phone. And all of a sudden, I hear over the phone, Mr. Masters, yes, this is the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department. We have a warrant for your arrest We have a warrant for your arrest. You have an open speeding ticket that you failed to appear for today. Mm. And this is how the conversation began. So for me, what was going on is, huh, what's going on here? I was just like in complete shock. But it caught me by surprise, completely caught me by surprise. Yeah. So he said, yeah, you have a failure to appear. So the judge put on a failure to appear charge against you, failure to appear, and then he put on a contempt of court. So he put those two things on me, saying that now there was a bond that had to be issued so that I don't get arrested in my way from Panama City, which is an eight-hour drive.
Oh, my word.
So I've got my 14-year-old son with me. And now the enemy, and this is the enemy, this is what I want us to really grasp and understand here.
Yeah.
Because this is how the enemy works. So what is the enemy trying to do? The enemy is trying to instill fear in me, which starts to happen because I have my 14-year-old son. They're telling me I'm going to get arrested if I don't post $15,000 for failure to appear and contempt of court. So this is the conversation that's going on. As I'm trying to grasp for a speeding ticket, this is ludicrous. This is completely ludicrous. And I'm asking, and they sounded so official. They sounded completely official. Mr. Masters, this is what's going on. They moved the ticket. They moved the court appearance to today. You didn't receive a notice in the mail. No, I've been out of town for a week. I'm having a conversation with these people, and he sounds so official. And he says, "Well, I'm going to transfer you over to this extension." And then Mr. Masters, hello, yes. Now they're calling. They're talking from the financial area so that I can pay this. So I don't get arrested, and I don't have to leave the field because I'm in Panama City. Mm. So what happens? Because my focus is on my son, and I'm not thinking about if this is real or not real.
Yeah.
It's not crossing my mind. And the fact that I had an open speeding ticket.
Yes.
Which is being.
And they probably knew that.
They did know that. And that's.
Yeah. How did they know it, though? That's my question.
It's open.
It's public knowledge.
It's public knowledge. Oh. So this is what
they're
sophisticated. Doing. They're sophisticated. They are going down the line, and they are calling people with stuff like this. And they are fraudulently stealing from them. So in the midst of this, while I'm on the phone, not focusing on the reality of whether this is real or not, I'm surrendering my ATM card number over the phone.
Whoa. What?
I did.
Keep listening. Yes. Whoa. I haven't heard this story.
Oh, yeah.
I surrendered. This is crazy.
I gave him my ATM card number.
And the PIN number.
Right. And the PIN number.
And the Social Security.
And my Social Security number. I gave it all to
Stephanie's
them.
Stephanie's got her hands on her head I and know. Is like have her mouth She's wide open. Because we've heard this story before, but Stephanie wasn't able to take the call
she
yesterday.
Was, yeah.
I didn't she was get fine. To
but see,
this phone.
But see, that's the response that people are giving, you know? It's like, how could you do that?
Keith, you're smarter than that.
I know. But I'm not focused on that.
I know. Yeah. That is a good point.
I am not focused on that.
I'll believe that.
Give him grace because I was the same way. I was like, what did you do?
I'm going to explain why that happened in a minute.
Scam.
As soon as Keith tells his story.
Scam all over.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so my now, gosh. No wonder you're using this story today.
But wait a minute. They sent me, and I still have it, a document from Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah.
They texted
to me. They copied
the
logo, everything.
Right, but I'm not thinking that.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking that. And as soon as they send this to me, I'm like, oh, man, I got to resolve this ASAP. I can't get arrested on the road for speeding because I already have a speeding ticket, right?
But the enemy
plays
then, you.
Right, but then because then my son, who's 14, what's going to happen? He's on the road.
Yeah, he had his father concerns.
So this is what's going on.
By the way, as an aside, had you been arrested on the road with a minor, they would have connected him with DCF, which we know has a poor track record of dealing with families and kids.
Right, right. So this is everything that's going on in my head, because they with the speeding ticket that I received about a month ago, and they and I know that that's there, that that's real. So they, I'm listening to what they're saying. So I sent, as soon as I got the document, I forwarded it over to my wife through the phone. My wife's a lawyer.
I was going to say, I thought your wife was a lawyer.
She is.
So, okay.
So I forwarded this over to my
wife.
Thank
goodness.
But
you got to rub some lawyer jeans in you.
Man, oh man. You know, I'm going to get this from the team here. So,
I'm accepting it.
How she reacted was, I was reacting at my house when I heard this. I was like, oh my God.
I'm accepting it. But under the circumstances, I mean, you know, and you say discernment from the Lord, yes, but what I'm also asking is, you know, God, is there something that you want me to do here that I'm not doing? That's the question that was going on in
my head.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's a good question.
I'm thinking,
That's a good question.
Right.
You shouldn't,
Right.
You're not thinking scam.
I'm not thinking scam. I'm thinking, I'm thinking God.
Authority.
That's what I'm thinking, authority.
Well, and you're thinking authority.
And being obedient.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, I get it.
And that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So
you texted your wife.
I text my wife. I sent the document over to my wife, and I don't hear from her. Mm. And because my wife, we contacted. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Are you sure?
Why not? Yeah. You've been saying so many other things.
Well, you know, ticket clinic. If you go to ticket clinic, they resolve the ticket.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
It's true.
I didn't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. Ticket clinic. You can go to ticket clinic and
don't give him any more airtime.
They resolve. They resolve the issue for you.
Yep, right. Yep, yep.
Okay.
For a fee.
Yep. Right. For a fee.
Sure.
Huh.
So the, so I asked my wife, I was talking to my wife. I said, you know, didn't we have ticket clinic, and they're telling me that the lawyer didn't appear this morning for the ticket. She said, no, I got an email that the lawyer's going to be there.
Sophisticated these scammers are. Wow.
This is how sophisticated these guys are.
But it wasn't the right day, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't the right day.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
So I've got, I'm not texting. And then I told them that I sent this over to my wife, and they were like, wait a minute, you just violated one of the protocols of this arrest warrant, that you can't be in contact with anybody. Mm-hmm. You can't be in contact with anybody.
Oh. That's going to another level.
Right.
And it's a lie.
And it's a lie.
It's all lies.
They're all lies. And we need to understand this, that this is the devil in disguise.
Right.
This is the devil coming at us in the flesh. We have to understand what is going on here. And this is why we're discussing this today.
Right. Exactly.
Because the enemy comes, as Jesus said, and this is the truth of it all.
Yeah.
Jesus told us that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you have to understand that the Word of God, the Bible, is the truth. And this is what God has given us so that we do know to understand the truth.
So what was your first reaction? Was it fear? Was it questioning?
My first reaction was, this is not right. The lawyer didn't come to the appearance. This doesn't sound right.
Okay. And then you were astonished at the 15,000
for a speeding ticket.
Yes.
I kept asking 1,000 times. I said, wait a minute, you want $15,000. We're talking about a speeding ticket here.
Wait a minute.
Well, but look, just for a minute, let's back up to the content they gave you.
Right.
It wasn't the speeding ticket at that point. It was allegedly you did not appear in court. There was a bench warrant for your arrest.
Because.
And the judge also said you were in contempt. That's what they were saying.
Because they said that I got called to jury duty after I kept questioning speeding tickets. They said I got called to jury duty.
Can I ask you a question? When did this click? When did it click?
I know.
I'm just going to tell you this. It took 3 hours. We were on the phone for 3 hours.
Okay.
That's okay, Keith. That's okay.
And it was
this is a good warning.
This is a lesson.
Yeah.
But here's the other. Okay, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. But long story. You know, I was trying to get a hold of my wife. So here's what happened. And this is like they told me, do not hang up the phone. Mm-hmm. Do not hang up the phone. Do not hang up the phone. Right. And I'm figuring that they've got me where they know exactly where I'm at.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh, Keith.
But wait a minute. I'm still focused on my son in Panama City being left alone.
I hear you.
That's where I'm at.
I hear you.
It's
playing
where
off
I'm at.
Fear.
It's playing off my fear, and abandoning my son.
Yeah.
Yep.
So my wife has a friend in Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. She finally called the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department, mm-hmm. or the friend. And I didn't know she had a friend in the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. But she called the person, and they said, there's no warrant for his arrest.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I cannot tell you the lightness that came over me.
The relief
that came over me. But this was in a period, and I told my son, because the game ended, we were still on the phone, I was still thinking I was going to the bank to try and get this done. Mm-hmm. And I told my son, listen, I have to go to the bank. If anything happens, I don't come back or whatever, I want you to just go to the hotel, get a ride, you know, do something, right?
Oh,
I put the one thing,
your
wait
poor
a minute,
son.
Wait yeah. a minute. What I finally did do, okay, it took me a little while. I put the phone on mute. You're not going to hear what I'm saying. Stephanie's laughing at me this whole
I'm
time.
I'm not laughing. I'm just horrified by this story.
Well,
but
it is.
You see, but it is. This is how. So when they're trying to come to steal, so they're stealing finances from the family, right? They're trying to steal finances. Now, they instill fear in order to do that. They break you up. And what does Jesus tell us? With me, there is peace, right? So here's the battle that's going on, the spiritual battle that's going on. The peace of God and the fear of the enemy, which Jesus tells you, do not be afraid.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Jesus tells us not to be afraid.
Fear not.
Fear not. And there's so many instances here where you can see the spiritual battle happening in the present time.
Yeah.
And when Deanna told me that
Deanna is your wife.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When she said they don't have this for you, then what she also did is she called up another lawyer and they said, we'll do a three-way. So she finally turned around and said, Keith, this is a scam. So after all of this, and we're talking, I'm going to say 2 hours, mm-hmm. I'm on the phone. And I got in the car to go to the bank, to go to the sheriff's office to drop off the money. I was mm-hmm. going to do that.
Where were you going to drop it off?
I was going to have to find a location.
Oh, to like wire in
right,
or something?
Right, right. Okay. No, yeah. to hand it over.
Mm.
But as I'm in the car, okay, my son is on the field. I'm in the car, leaving the field.
Yeah.
And my wife turns around and says, it's a scam. That's at the point that it came across that it was a scam. And I'm going to tell you, where the Lord opened up the window and opened up the door and let me know this is a scam.
Yeah.
And he's the one that protected me.
Yeah. Amen.
Was it an immediate, I know you said it was relief. did you know it was a spiritual attack too at the moment, Keith, or were you in so much fear at the moment that you just?
So I wasn't in that kind of fear. It didn't overcome me. My fear was about my son.
Okay,
not mm-hmm. about me.
So it was really an attack against your
family.
More
it was
than,
an right. It was
the
an
enemy
attack
knows
against
how
me.
How
right.
to,
he knows where your
how
weaknesses
to attack
and,
what our weaknesses
right.
are.
And I've been in okay when I've had fear thrown on me when I picked somebody up on the road one time to mm-hmm. take them to a homeless shelter and to eat some food. And this guy was completely maniacal. I mean, he's just, you know, he was off the wall. He just got out of jail.
Yeah.
And I pulled up to a food stand with him where they were feeding the homeless. And there was a police officer there. And he went berserk and he said, get me out of here. So this guy was crazy. That was fear, right?
Can we orbit back to the? I want to, because the question is that. So in the aftermath of this event, and there's always a horrible aftermath, you had to do some things. You had to like cancel your debit card.
I did. After my wife yelled at me for giving up my
Yeah.
I think I would be doing the same thing. And then you had to call the Social Security Administration.
My Social Security number over the phone. So I called up the Social Security Administration.
Maybe your wife will call it. I'd like to hear.
I called up the Social Security Administration. They gave me details. They put a freeze on my Social Security number.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they could do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But see, and I'm going to tell you, I had complete peace doing this. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And it was very easy. It wasn't trying where you get on the phone and you've got you're not talking to a person, you're talking to a machine,
right.
You know, and you get frustrated and all that kind of stuff. But I had none of that. Everything that I called for the Social Security Administration was very helpful. Bam, 1, 2, 3, take care of this. Call these numbers. I called those numbers. Every number that I called for, it's your credit score. It's for your credit score. So I called those numbers to put a freeze on my credit score.
So what you're telling us is...
What they're doing is they're stealing my identity.
Right.
They're stealing my identity, and they're looking to probably take out loans against my credit score and against my Social Security number. My credit score is high.
Isn't that what the enemy tries to do, is to steal our identity?
We're just going right back to John 10.
Yeah.
That's John 10:10. What it is.
And this is what's going on in the world. And, you know, I have the revelation that I received, some of the revelation that I received here is that if we leave something open, right, if we open ourselves up to that spiritually or secularly, we are open to that invasion coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We've for a minute lost our protection. But what does the Lord do? The Lord came in and he brought me back and he saved me.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he did.
He's
worked everything out.
I'll tell you what, let's at this point take a break, and then
can I just give one verse? The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles.
Right.
Psalm 34, verse 17.
Amen. Amen.
And that's, Keith, and before we go to the break, I really appreciate you sharing this, brother. And this is, I've known you long enough to know, man, you're a very confessional guy, right? I mean, things happen in your life. God's called you
to
share them.
Yep.
So this is a gift to our listeners as well as to the team here.
Mm. Yeah.
Because we've all experienced scams, and we know that you out there listening in, either you've been through that and you know what he's talking about, or you're going to go through that, and we want to help you identify which we're going to do when we come back.
Right. Don't keep it in the dark.
Don't keep it in the dark. But what I need to also tell you, and I'll expand on this, because my job when we come back is to look deeper into fear and anxiety and the scammers and how they use all that. But I know Keith is a smart guy, and I want to underscore this, that scammers don't go for the mind, they go for the heart. And that's why smart folk are just as susceptible as other folk.
Absolutely.
Let's come back.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. When you pray.
Hello, this is Rachel.
And Alexa.
We invite you to join us live for God's Got It.
Each Thursday morning at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Well, welcome back to the Biblical Response, and before I kind of dive deep into those issues I was talking about, we have a wonderful surprising call from Keith's wife, Deanna. So, Deanna, go ahead and weigh in here.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So what really struck me through all of this happening, my first sort of cost was, I can't believe you're so stupid that you would. My first thought, but then when I really thought about it and he told me everything that happened, they knew exactly what to say and yes. exactly what to say in response to what he said, right? And what struck me is, this is a man of such strong faith,
mm-hmm.
and he always tells me I have no common sense, that I'm only book smart, right?
Oh, no, Keith, it's coming out, right? Yeah.
It tells you how sophisticated these scammers are and how strong the devil really is.
Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
That is.
And I'm glad, Deanna, that you called and you're offering good testimony about Keith, because again, any of us are susceptible.
We are.
To these, and these are really great scams. I mean, in the sense that the way they do it, very professional. These are con artists supreme. And yeah, we don't want to get caught up in them, but when it happens, to know that we're in another place, because the hook goes into our heart. It creates fear and our anxiety. And for Keith, it was Connor. I mean, he was concerned about having to leave his son, your son, up there. And that drove everything that happened to him until he was able to hang up on that scam.
And those people didn't know that Keith was at a baseball game with his son.
No.
But the enemy did.
Yep.
And used it against Keith,
mm-hmm.
and that's just not, Deanna, I'm so glad that you are book smart, because that was able, you were able to get him the care that he needed in the moment.
So we're
thankful for that.
We hope to meet you, Deanna.
Yes.
We want to meet Keith's other half.
You know,
that would be wonderful.
Yes. Keith's going to invite us over, right, Keith?
One day, instead of Keith bringing donuts, you can bring his wife.
There you go.
What do you say?
Yeah, we don't need the donuts.
You can come be on the call with us. Sit right here beside us.
If you were able, you could be on the air with us.
Yes.
Come up here, have a chair, have a mic.
That sounds wonderful. Let's do that.
Okay.
I love it.
That's wonderful.
God bless you, Deanna.
Before she goes, I am so blessed that she is in the profession that she is.
Amen.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people do rely on her, so
yeah.
I'm so grateful to the Lord for her.
Yes.
And that's
all gushy. Just be all gushy. It's okay.
Yeah. And the other thing here, people, is that I'm wearing Jesus. I'm a billboard wearing Jesus Saves on my body, right?
It's a billboard. True. You're always a billboard.
And I have Jesus on my hat. It was just Jesus. Jesus Saves on the back of my shirt, sharing the good news on my arms. So the enemy is, I'm walking, and there's 9 baseball fields. There's a ton of people out on the field.
Yeah.
So the enemy is trying to take me off the field.
Yeah.
And
this is what he does.
And this is the enemy is trying to take us off the field from sharing.
That's right.
The salvation of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
So thank you, baby.
Thanks for calling.
Well, I love you.
God bless you.
Have a great rest of the show.
Bye, Deanna.
Deanna.
She was listening.
Wow, that was cool.
Don't knock her. Maybe she listened.
I'm not
more
knocking
than...
her.
You said that's
I'm
the first time her. She listened.
Well, she's listened once or twice before. But
I've got some material I'd like to share before we're out of time.
David.
So
she's got a job over there.
We've got a lot of people thinking about scams, and again, they're always in the news, and there are always people out there, and some are like the ones that reached out to Keith. They're very creative, very clever. They've been doing it for a long time. They know exactly how to hook you. And I don't care how smart you are, how smart you think you are, we're all susceptible to these scams. So I want to talk in the beginning in a very broad and sweeping sense about the fear and anxiety, which is where those hooks dig in. And that's how they get you to listen to them when otherwise you might think that there's something wrong with this. When your fear is stimulated and or your anxiety, you go into what they call general cognitive degradation.
That's a long word.
It's a phrase, actually. Well, and it happens because when you're fearful, you're not rational. Think about it for a minute. If you're afraid of something, you can't at the same time be a reasoning person because that fear looms in front of you. That's the only thing you're focused on. Your whole life is now dedicated to dealing with that fear in some manner. Now, when that happens, there's five different things that are going on here, and these are true for Keith. The first thing is you're hypersensitive, and your focus narrows exclusively onto the perceived dangers. And that's the first thing I said. The fear looms in front of you. Your mental bandwidth is consumed with self-monitoring and worry, right? You become cognitively inflexible. Your mind often is moves around different things all the time. When you're afraid, you're focused on the one thing that made you fearful. You don't process information in the same way you normally do when you're fearful. The speed and accuracy of your data processing plummets significantly. You also go into mental fatigue because the stress hormones that are being produced in your body rapidly drain your brain, really, and you suffer from brain fog and exhaustion, especially a three-hour call. My gosh, think, Keith, of the state you were in, you know, at that time. And all of this, now keep in mind, these scam artists, the good ones, that's why some people, if you're listening now and you've succumbed to such a scam, then you understand why it happened, you know, and hopefully you're able to recover from that. Now, I'm going to go into some deeper stuff in a minute or a second, but I was looking for one Old and one New Testament reference at this point to inject God's word into this about fear. Isaiah 41:10, God says through Isaiah, "Fear not, for I am with you. Mm-hmm. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And really, Keith, when you shared your story, is that at the end of it all, God was moving, and you were open to that move. At the end of this call, at the end of time, God really brought restoration, and you're able to shut it down. Yeah, you had to do some things to protect your bank and your Social Security and all that, but that you were able to do that. So, now from the New Testament, Paul writes in Philippians, and I've quoted this often to myself, right? Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And again, your testimony to that was that at the end of that whole experience, that's what you did. And God gave you the peace to go and do what you had to do to protect yourself and your family.
It did. And David, I was at complete peace when this was all said and done.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yes.
I had no anxiety or anxiousness.
Yeah, good.
About, you know, anything being left open.
Right.
Yeah, because you knew the Lord
He shut it down.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about scams. There's several different common types of scams out there. And really, our job, we feel called by the Lord, as we talked about this yesterday, what we're going to do today is to inform you. So if you have a note-taking capability, or at least make general notes, you can go online, which is what I did, and get much more detail. Because we need to know about these scams. They're going to come at you, believe me. There's about five different general types of scams. Excuse me, four different types of scams. One is called imposter scams, where... And this was an imposter scam. They're pretending to be a government entity like IRS, Social Security, Palm Beach County Sheriff, local utility companies, well-known tech corporations. They claim there's an issue with an account or a legal penalty that requires immediate resolution. So that's going to be the the content of their opening outreach to you. Other types of scams, phishing with a PH. I've never heard of these other two. Schmishing or vishing. Okay, phishing is with emails. Vishing is with phone. Smishing is with phone calls. And vishing is where they reach out to you like trusted organizations to steal such things as your login credentials, social security numbers, and banking details, which is what happened to Keith, the latter part of that.
Right.
And there's also something they call grandparent / emergency scams, where scammers use social engineering and increasingly AI-driven voice cloning. That's pretty extreme. To mimic a relative, often a grandchild, supposedly in imminent legal or medical trouble, demanding an urgent wire transfer. And generally speaking, in any of these types of scams, the one of the commonalities is they don't want you to get anybody involved in, you know, working with you about the information they're giving you. They want to imprison you within that call or that email or whatever their outreach is to you. Because if you bring somebody else in, they're likely to do what Deanna did for you. Say, this is a scam.
Right. She's coming. She's thinking from a different place.
Right.
She's thinking from a different place.
Well, because she's not dealing with the anxiety or the fear.
Right, right.
And so, which is great.
Right.
That's why they don't want, when they got you on the phone especially.
But they want you isolated.
Isolated.
And they want you isolated, and then they want you to do it quickly. We need to do, the one that's being scammed, we need to slow down. Nothing has to be done immediately.
Right.
Never do anything immediately or quickly.
And you know, the enemy, the devil, wants you isolated is when he attacks.
That's the business.
Exactly right.
You know, understanding, you know, first we have to understand God, the love that God has for us. He's going to protect us. But understanding who the devil is at the same time, because people don't think that he's real, but he's real.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
He's real.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, a lot of people, if this happened to them, David, excuse me for 1 second, but a lot of people might turn around and say, you know, if they surrendered to $15,000, a lot of people might say, God, why did you do this to me? Yeah. It's not God.
It's not
and
God.
People have to understand this.
But God gave you the Holy Spirit, which caused you to be like, okay, there's red flags all over
this. There's red flags all over this, right? Yeah. So,
and he protected you.
Right. You know, when I'm out on the street sharing the good news, you know, for somebody to flip me off, there's anger there at God.
Because it's a spiritual battle.
It's a spiritual battle. Right. They don't understand. And I don't know what their anger is, but they're mad at God. It's not God. God is love.
Amen. Let me wrap this up real quick.
Sure.
We have other commentary here, but we've got about 16 minutes left. The last type of scam, a general type of scam, is investment in cryptocurrency fraud, which is the cryptocurrency part's relatively new. But victims are lured by false promises of high guaranteed returns on investments or digital assets, often coordinated through fake trading platforms that look good, but they're not. The basic rule of thumb here, which is always true, is if it sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't true. Now, so those are the five basic forms of scamming, and most often we're going to be taken in by a phone call. And so what happens when that happens? What happened to Keith, as he so wonderfully articulated? But there are kind of four areas I want to talk about real quick. One of the ways they get people to think that they're on the right track, that they're doing the right thing in the scam, is what they call manufactured urgency. That immediately they want to give you an urgent thing that you have to do out of the fear. They want to convince the victim that a bank account's being drained, utilities are about to be shut off, or an arrest warrant has been issued. They want to trigger a fight or flight response, and generally that's very effective. Also, we talked about the isolation. Perpetrators insist the victim must remain on the line and cannot speak to family members, advisors, people at the bank, IRS, whatever the people that are involved in the content of the scam. So this cuts them off from reality checks. Now, you're able to do that. You got a hold of Deanna. She got a hold of some other people, you know, and what Deanna did was rally a community of support and information for you.
Right.
There's also, we talk about the four P's of weaponization. And that would be they're pretending to be an authority. They're inventing a severe problem. They're applying immense emotional pressure, and they're demanding a specific method of payment.
Right.
Those are always characteristic of these fraudulent schemes. And you know, be aware of that. So, and then the last thing is, how do you respond? If you're becoming aware it's fraud, and listen, most of these entities they send that they're representing you would never call you or text you or send you an email. And in fact, for many of these entities, I've received, because they know there's fraud out there, I've received telling me how they would contact me if they had a problem with me, and they would never do that. So if they're calling you with that, you got to know pretty much it's a scam. Not maybe some aren't. You know, you have to really know how to respond. But how do you respond to when you begin to believe it's a scam? Well, if it's on the phone, either disconnect the call right away, or pause, either hang up suspicious or immediately on these suspicious calls, but never ever give them any of the information they're asking for. You can also make an independent verification of what they're telling you. They say they're from an official like Palm Beach County Sheriff. Look up the official. You can stay on your smartphone and go to your Google account and do an online search. You can get the phone numbers for these entities and call them. Verify like Deanna did with the Palm Beach County Sheriff. So be able to, if they're going to stay on the line, or maybe you've hung up, but still verify the people they say they're representing. And, of course, protect information. Never give out any personal information. And then report the fraud. Now, have you done that, Keith? Did you report this to Palm Beach County Sheriff?
Well, I guess your wife told her friend, so now they know about it.
But you haven't.
I haven't personally done that.
You may need to, because that was you that was involved in it, to personally report this, and you have some evidentiary material on your phone.
Yeah.
So they want to see that, too, because they have been misrepresented. So I would, but always report these issues of fraud.
Can I say something here?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to open it up. Again, edifying you about what's going on.
Yeah, and one of the things that comes to my mind, you said you used the word severe, and I don't even know now what context you used, but this morning when I was coming, and I knew what we were going to be talking about, fear and how people make us fearful.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, how do we get through that fear?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the words that came to me very strongly was the word perseverance.
Mm.
Mm.
What is the gospel? What is the gospel? What is the one thing that is a milestone in the gospel is perseverance.
Yes.
Exactly.
What is the middle word of persevere? Severe.
Yeah.
The word severe is in the word perseverance. Uh-huh. So there is severe struggle and trial and in a perseverance in a lifetime, right? And I know this is kind of stretching things out a little bit, but you persevered through that. Now you did have help, obviously from Holy Spirit, but you also had help from your wife, and you were able then, and we need help. Mm-hmm. We need each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm taking this back to the gospel from what is a scam to what is the gospel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do we make everything that we go through about the gospel of Jesus Christ? And that is, our fear is a real emotion.
Yep.
But it does not have to have control of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because God gives us a way to persevere even through when we're in a fearful place.
Amen.
Because what the enemy did was give you such a fear for your son that it caused you to not see clearly.
Right.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead, Steph.
No, it's okay. There's a scripture that's in Romans. It says, and I love this, because you're actually boasting about the fear that didn't overcome you.
Mm-hmm.
And Romans 5:3-4, it says, we also boast in our afflictions because we know that affliction produces endurance.
Yeah.
Endurance produces proven character, and proven character produces hope. We know who you are.
Yeah.
We know who you are, Keith. But they were trying to play on something that was going to take you off track of what who you your normal character and your normal you know what your proven character is.
Yes,
you know, but they were playing on your character because you are an honest man,
like your wife said,
a godly man, and yet they were trying to prove that you weren't that they were going to play on that part of you and try to to. Be a shyster, you know.
And I want to give our listeners it's a simple tool. You may want to write it down. I'll give you a chance to get a pen and a piece of paper, because this I was given this, I don't know how long ago, decades ago, I think in one of my psychology classes that I was taking for my degree that opened the door to seminary. But and it probably was where I got it. But it's very simple. If you take the word fear and you put a period behind each letter so it becomes an acronym, then the word fear becomes false events appearing real.
Yeah.
False events appearing real. And that's the core of fear. And so that to use, and you know, I'm also going to say, if you're a praying person, I hope you are, is this is an opportunity, the sharing this with you now, you listening, is a great venue for you to add to your regular prayer time the Holy Spirit guidance and direction about the fear in your own life and how you respond to fear. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord put it on my heart when I knew we were going to do this. Some of you listeners right now are about to be scammed. And the scammers are going to be very professional. And you need to be up on this. You need to be warned, and this is your warning. And if you know someone else in your life, maybe to share this.
You know, one of the things, too, that I thought about is this could make you less likely to be trustworthy or to trust others. And I think sometimes we want to – I'm a giving person. I don't want to be scammed. I don't want to be, and I want to be on the up and up. But the thing is that there are people that will take advantage of me.
Yeah.
And even if someone does, like you were saying, Ann, what if you would have given them that $15,000? Or what if somebody would, you know, take.
Because he is a giving person.
He is. I mean, that's the point is I have known you to be giving. And so if someone scams you, you're less likely to be that person that God made you.
Ah, that's a good point, Stephanie. The enemy's attacking a good quality about you.
Absolutely.
And if, let's say that they took the $15,000, not that the Lord wouldn't return it, but then you are now in the future more apt to not give.
Right.
And it causes a fear.
It keeps you from doing the work.
It's a domino effect of the enemy.
Yes.
It's a domino effect of the enemy. And because this goes into the thought process. And if you used to do something, you're like, you're a little bit more hesitant.
Exactly.
Proverbs 3:5-6, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways.
You know, it also says in Galatians 6:9, it says, let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up.
Right.
And that goes right back into the perseverance.
Right.
It goes back into, so we do not have to fear.
Right.
There is a caution. We need to be cautious. Mm-hmm. We need to have that, okay, I'm not just going to go. Wisdom. That's a great, great way to sum that up.
Yes.
Just have wisdom.
Yes.
And again, lean on others when this starts happening or if you hear something, don't just jump.
Right.
Don't just react out of fear and do what they're asking you to do.
Right. We are the Lord. The Lord works within us, right? Mm-hmm. We are the vessels. So you need family during times like that.
Amen.
Right. And you can never not talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Nobody can hold you back from speaking to anybody. But I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah
they asked you have not a to right. hang up the phone.
They asked me not to hang up the phone for my location.
That's
a big red flag because they don't want to lose you.
That's right.
Right. I wound up blocking their number and they kept calling. But then after I blocked the number, after I finally blocked the number, and my wife told me that it was a scam, I blocked the number, and then the phone call started coming in from a private number. It didn't give up the number. It just said private number. And they called my phone like 10 times for me to answer, and then I just blocked that number. So, but the calls kept coming in off of different numbers. Block, block, block,
they
block.
They knew they had somebody on the other end.
I was right there, right? Because I was on my way.
So how did you finally get them from...
I just blocked the number. They stopped.
They did stop.
They stopped. Mm-hmm.
They realized that you...
They stopped, right. They realized
their,
that I got...
You got their number.
Right, that I got their number. Very well said. Right, right. And John asked me, John, a friend of ours here at the station, he asked me, are you from New York or what? Right? So, John, I saw the text, all right?
You know what? But what if this situation happened for people to be aware so you could teach others?
Amen.
I'm not saying, you know, like the Lord wanted to dupe you or whatever because he protected you.
No.
But look at what happened. Now it's a lesson to be taught to others.
Well, that's
and
what
it's
the scripture
a
says.
The scripture.
It says we also boast in our afflictions.
Yes.
So
right.
This is just giving testimony to the fact that
right.
God
yes.
does keep
yes.
us.
And I just
yes.
want to, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, right? Or 44, excuse me. Time out. Let me see. 46. Here it is. It says, and we're talking about God, and chapter 46 from the book of Isaiah goes into false gods and worshiping false gods, which a lot of us do. They don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
So, and that's what this program is about. It's about opening the eyes to people to know that Jesus, that God sent his only son, Jesus, for our salvation into eternity, that he took away our sins. And God asked, and that's why people always question, is the Bible real? The Bible is real, and you can ask any question.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, the Lord asks us, okay, if you're going to worship a false god and you're going to worship, you know, something that you make out of wood or something you make out of iron,
yes.
the Lord asks us, even though someone cries out to it, it cannot answer. Whatever you're making, it cannot answer you. And then he goes on to say, and this is in verse 7, he says, it cannot save them from their troubles. It can't save them from their troubles. And what did the Lord do? The Lord saved me from my troubles.
Yeah.
So why don't we end the show by praying?
We have about a minute and a half.
What do you think?
Let's do it now.
I think you're wanting to say more because I'm looking in your eyes. You're like, I want to say it. Go ahead, Keith. Go ahead.
We have time.
I'm lost now.
Sorry. You were talking about Isaiah.
Isaiah.
And the false gods.
And the false gods that we might have that we don't know that Jesus is God. Okay? And this is why we're here. And we open ourselves up, and we didn't go into this. It's not just about the scams. It's about the political arena also that's going on in this country in this year, where we open ourselves up to being scammed in politics, to being scammed. False information.
True, yeah.
False information.
Okay, so let me pray really quickly, if I may, Keith.
Sure, absolutely, Anne.
Okay, so when you were saying that, I heard Holy Spirit say, voice of the Holy Spirit. And I pray for everybody who's listening that if you are saved and those who aren't, we pray that you have an encounter with Jesus Christ. You can call the station. We can explain the gospel. But evil is very much real. And as Christians, we are armed with the Holy Spirit. And I pray in situations like this, Lord, that the Holy Spirit's voice would be so clear so we listen and heed to his voice, because he is going to always protect us, Lord. I thank you that you protected Keith. And Lord, I just pray that every listener here, when something in their spirit is not resonating rightly, to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and move accordingly. We pray for protection for the believers, but we know there's evil out there, and he has not given us. He's given us the armor of God in Ephesians 6 to withstand the enemy. So we just pray that we are always armored up, and we have to be in the word of God, but also to listen to that small, still voice, and he will protect us in Jesus' name.
Amen. To pray for quick discernment.
Amen.
Quick discernment. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Tune in next Tuesday at 11 a.m. for another edition of A Biblical Response.
If you have issues of the day you would like us to explore, email us at WCNO@WCNO.com. In the subject line, write David@abiblicalresponse. Remember, when you are challenged by what you see and hear going on around you, pray and invest in God's Word for guidance.